You thought the UK was just England? No, you've got England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. And we're all different. Do all Americans think that? To be English,
roast beef, cricket, the pub, and good old English punctuality and good humour and good manners.
And a cup of tea. That's very English. Well, we do love our tea.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Roast dinner. Yeah, England is known for its roast dinners, I think.
And a curry washed down with horrible, cheap, watered-down lager.
The English pubs have their own style, actually, which is nice.
English pubs are something you don't find anywhere else in the world. A lot of people have tried to copy an English pub, but they never will. Ever will. So, I go around with these. Anyway, when we go in this pub, you sort of...
I go around with these, yeah.
Stuck to the carpet.
You couldn't see through the window. I'm like,
there's a dog licking it all.
Yeah. It was a disgusting, dirty, filthy pub. And it had, like, two pumps, you know, on the bar. One had a bit of paper with bitter marked on it, written in black felt pen. The other one had lager.
I knew that you were out of order.
The water was the funny thing.
We come in and Marty says, what are you having then, Lynn? So Lynn says, I think I'll have a sparkling mineral water.
Perrier or something.
Brandy and baby shower.
Perrier, thank you.
So the woman says, no, we don't do that, love. So then she says, I'll have a tonic water or something like that. No, we only use water for washing up in these parts.
Nice.
You see, that's the flash. Leave my parts out of it.
To be English,
I'm quite proud of it, really. It's sort of like the history and the heritage. It's just sort of kings and queens. You've actually got something that you can go back on and say, well, I'm part of that, and we've built this, and we've had the empire, which may not necessarily have been good, but I'm just proud to be British.
I think culture is a thing that's sort of diminishing a bit. I think we're becoming much more international nowadays. I get a great deal of pleasure in, although being English, I get a great deal of pleasure interfacing with other nationalities.
I don't personally feel those boundaries there, no. Whether they come more from the Scots or more from the Welsh, possibly. And I think it's great, for example, that the Welsh keep their own language. I think that's great, and I think they should. They should never lose that. I think that's absolutely brilliant. And I think maybe it comes from more from them who almost fight to keep their own identity, that they feel that more than perhaps those of us that are English.
Well, I'm very proud of my national heritage. I'm very proud of the fact that we're a separate nation from England. I still hold on to that heritage very strongly. So we're an oppressed minority, as far as I'm concerned, in the UK. Of course, we're better than the English. We're bolder, friendlier, and really, we've done a lot more in the world as far as achievement is concerned as well. So I'm very proud of my national heritage, history, and everyone that is Scottish. I think of myself first as Scottish, then as British, then as European. But I'm most proud of my Scottishness. And then I'm very, very proud also to be British. But I always insist when I travel abroad, I don't introduce myself as British or English. I introduce myself as Scottish because I want people to differentiate between myself and other British people or English people. Well, we're all drunkards, that's for sure, which makes us bon viveurs. I think we're a friendlier race, but everyone thinks their own people are friendly. But I actually do believe Scots are warmer, more giving people. And so that's my favourite trait. And although I live here in England, I'm a reluctant exile. I love to go home, not to the scenic Scotland, the mountains and the lochs. It's all very touristic and it's very pretty. But what I miss about Scotland is going back to the people. The people are open, genuine, and not false in any way, and that's what I relate to.
Well, the problem is, while they're jolly fine people, and they've got really good countryside, you can't understand a goddamn word they're saying. Oh, yeah. Hi, I mean, hi, 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 hi. I mean, what does, you know, how do you translate that? I mean, is that hello or is that get the hell out of here? I mean, or you get so, well, you know, I says to you about that, and all the bit of Patrick, I've got some items, it's my heart, you know. I mean, really, I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Well, if you go to Wales, it's, oh, you know, when I went to Wales once, they hate the English, the Welsh. And I went on a walking holiday and this farmer came out and he said, get off my land, get off my land, get off my land, you bloody English. You bloody English, get off my bloody land. I said, well, I'm sorry, there's no sign here that says we can't walk here. He said, there's no bloody sign says you can walk here, you know. Got the bloody hell out of it. So I don't think I'll go back to Wales in a hurry. You know, I don't really like them very much. I mean, Wales, I mean, people think, you know, that the men are happy and the sheep are frightened. But, so you've got Ireland, Wales, Scotland. Then, of course, you've got Essex. All right, my love, you know, all right. I'll give us a kiss then. Go on, darling. I mean, but I mean, when they've all got children with names like Mercedes and Beaujolais, I mean, what sort of names is that to give children, you know? But that's what they're like. All the Page Three girls come from Essex and they're all married to builders and they all live in mock Tudor houses in Chigwell. Slappers, most of them, but probably a good bunk up.
Nice to meet you, Tom.